Y'all want to know my secret sauce to beating the market so much? My secret sauce to beating the market is simple. Own great companies that produce high profits, and you don't got to own that many. A lot of y'all got 30, 40, 50 companies in y'all portfolio. One, so how do I say this in the best possible way? It takes a lot of money to spread your portfolio across 40 to 50 companies. It takes a lot of money to spread your portfolio over 30 companies. And it's harder to concentrate on the specifics of that portfolio when you own that many companies. But watch this. 40 stocks, too many. 30 stocks, when you go from 20 stocks down, look how high your chances of having profitability and risk go up. Your chances of profitability and beating the market go up with the less stocks you own. Here's an example. Let's say you own 25 stocks. At this point, you're an ETF. You own 25 stocks, at this point, you're an ETF. Now watch this. You need all of them to ring high in order for you to find that balance. Let me show you something right quick. Right there. Look at this. One, two, three, four, five, six companies. The market is only up, what, 6%? I'm up 26%. Last year we did 33%? We had 11 companies. 2022, when we did the 16%, while the market was down 13%, guess what we had? 7 companies. I'm giving you the secret sauce. There's over 6,000 companies on the market. There's no way in hell you should be trying to find the best out of them 6,000. All you need is a good 10 to 12 stocks. 15. Max. That's all you need. Now watch this. If you want to add more companies, watch this. It costs $0 to open another portfolio. I'm not even trying to... Jose, this is not even brilliant right here. This is not even rocket science right here. The problem is... Watch this, Jose. Watch this. The tradition of poverty keeps us from playing a game at a high level. And remember what we said about the tradition. The tradition is old beliefs and behaviors that you have inherited that you don't even agree with, but you submit to them. Tradition is old beliefs and behaviors that you have inherited that you have submitted to that you don't even agree with. Why you do that, man? I don't know. Why you don't like that? I don't know. My mom ain't never cooked that. You ever tasted it before? I don't like that. You ever tasted it before? No. Why you don't like it? I don't know. You invest in the stock market? I don't do that. Why not? That's the rich people game. What? Why you don't use credit card? My people just use debit card my whole life. Here's one, Jose. Here's how much I'm getting back from my taxes. Man, I pay taxes, man. You tripping. Huh? I'm tripping because I pay taxes? I'm tripping because I pay Uncle Sam every year. I'm all right. I don't use that as my bank account. What you mean? You don't put your money in the bank? No, I don't. Not like that. Traditions are beliefs, habits, behaviors that you have adapted and inherited that you don't always agree with, but you submit to them because somebody else told you it's right or wrong. So, I want y'all to do some homework tonight. I want you to look at your portfolio. And when you look at your portfolio, I want you to say, all right, I want you to get rid of any company that you guessed at. I want you to look at 10 companies that you like in your portfolio. Anything more than 10, I want you to start cutting. And here's what I want you to start cutting. For the most part, most people that come to Trapping Tuesdays in the beginning stages of investing, you don't got time to be looking at 20 companies. You don't got time to be studying 20 companies. 10 companies gonna take up majority of your time anyway. It's easier for you to dump more money in 10 companies than you just spread it out in 15, 20 companies. It's easier for you to boatload into 10 companies than it is for you trying to spread it out in 15 and 20 companies. The more you own, the less you control you have. It's better for you to have a concentrated portfolio. it's easier for you to pay more attention to a concentrated portfolio. Watch this, Jose. So now if you got a concentrated portfolio, let's just say you're not even on time that I'm on, where you're going for deep discounts and all that. It's easier now. Let's say you bought the Apple stock or you bought something now, it pulls back. It's easy for you to dump in that instead of trying to spread it out through 20. Oh, the market pulled back. I'm trying to dump money in 15, 20 companies. No, the market pulled back. Let me boatload into this one right here. Bring my cost basis down, I'm good to go. It's easier for you to beat the market with less stocks. You want to know why? Let me unlock this gem for him, Jose. Number one, when Warren Buffett made that bet with the hedge fund manager, and he said that you can't beat the S&P 500. The reason why Warren Buffett won that bet was because, one, he knew that the hedge fund manager was going in and out of stocks. It's hard to beat the market doing that. It's hard to beat the market, keep trying to put one player, two. It's hard to beat the market doing that. Two, he knew that the fund manager had over 50 stocks in the portfolio. It's hard to beat the market doing that. The reason why it's hard for your 401k to beat the market, the reason why it's hard for your retirement plan to beat the market, because you got 200-300 stocks in that portfolio. It's hard. This is why they underperform. I'm giving you the game. This is why they underperform. It's a bunch of trash stocks put together in a mutual fund that you plan fees on. Now, this is what I don't agree with Dave Ramsey on. Dave Ramsey said that get growth stock mutual funds. Hell no. But I understand why he tell people to do that. You know why? Because he know that people are lazy by nature and they're not going to do the homework necessary to pick great companies. This is why Ian always tell people two stock, two techs, two indexes. You know why? Because he know that the person who wants to beat the market really don't want to do the work necessary that it takes to kill the market. So at least with two tech, two indexes, you're going to be all right unless you have a 2022 where tech stocks get clobbered. And so now when tech stocks get clobbered, your portfolio is crazy, and depending on how bad it gets clobbered now in 2023, when the market is up, you still trying to recover from what you lost in 2022. The whole while with me, we did 8-9 stocks in 2022, returned 16%, the market was down 13%. We got a document. All you gotta go do is look at Trapping Tuesday, December 22 episode. We came back 2023, beat it by what, 30-some percent? And right now we up 26%. I'm giving you the blueprint. 10, 12 stocks max, boatload, 100, 200 shares at a time. We beat the market. It's not rocket science. And I'm giving you the blueprint on how to beat the market. So now here's what I challenge you to do. For 1 year, I want you to take your portfolio from your 401k, and I just want you to take a little bit of money every month and create a 5 to 6 stock portfolio. And from now to the end of the year, you take your portfolio that you created, put it inside your 401k, and go and slide that in front of your job and say, hey, why am I paying y'all? I want you to take a portfolio. I don't even want you to stop investing the money in your 401k. I want you to do what you've been doing, maxing it out, doing all that. And then I want you to take a little bit of money and create a 5 to 6 stock portfolio. And at the end of the year, just go and slide that in front of your financial advisor and say, hey, what am I paying you for? You're not only going to shock yourself, but you're going to shock them. Because now they got to explain to you. Now, I don't got nothing against no financial advisor, but now they got to explain to you why you paying them all that money when you did it with five. I ain't saying to drop them. I'm just saying now they got to explain to you. See, it's easy to show you something when somebody don't. I sound like a genius to somebody that don't know what the hell they doing. Yeah, give me. You know what they charge on Wall Street? 2 on 20. 2% on the money you put in, 20% on the profit they make you. 2 on 20. That's what they charge on Wall Street. You gotta have a million plus to get in. They're charging 2 on 20. That's why they ain't your fund manager. That's why they ain't gonna mess with your money, because you ain't got a million to get them 2 on 20. So the way to get you is master 401k. Master dot 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 dot. That's the way to get you. And that's why after 30 years, my man had 300,000, but in 90 days, he done turned 300,000 to 880. Just slide it in front of him. Hey, what we doing? 30 years, you gave me this. 90 days, I made this. The proof is in the pudding. Now explain to me what you did for the 30 years. That's all I'm asking. I'm not even saying fire your financial advisor. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying put a little pressure on them to make them, hey, you got to do better. Because if not, if I'm going to pay you these points on the pack, to all my people in the streets, if I'm going to pay you for pushing P, if I'm going to pay you for moving my money around, you got to at least do better than what I did. That's all. I'm not telling you to fire him. I'm not telling you to do none of that. But what I am saying is, if you take and just take a percentage of your money, go get you 5 stocks, 6 stocks, and rock with it for the rest of the year and see what's the performance. Now, here's the caveat to that. If they do outperform you, I want you to do this. I want you to then see what the performance is minus the fees and the taxes. If they do outperform you, I just want you to say, okay, you did outperform me, but what's the performance now once I take away my fees and the taxes? Because you don't got to do that for yourself. You pay one set of taxes at the end of the year. Again, I'm not telling you to fire nobody because I'm not here to take nobody's job, but I am here to empower you. Don't let nobody make money off your ignorance.